Okay, so we're recording. I'll get my gavel out, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is February 10th, 2022 at 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number 21-04580 involving a request by the Port of Kingston to have the zoning designation of two parcels changed from the neighborhood commercial zoning designation to the urban village center zoning designation to accommodate potential future port projects. To that end, my name is Andrew Reeves, and I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center. The county has selected to hold certain land use hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan and the specific criteria for approval of a site-specific rezone under section 2104-230 of the Kitsap County Code. I note that ultimately my role will be to collect evidence and produce a recommendation in this instance, and ultimately it would be up to the County Board of Commissioners to make a final decision as occurs with rezones, because ultimately under Washington state law, rezones are considered part of the political process. It has been, again, delegated to me to hold a hearing and collect evidence and produce a recommendation, ultimately it will be up to the elected officials to make the final determination in this instance. So with that, I note that I did receive 9 exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These generally include a staff report prepared by county staff, a project narrative addressing the criteria related to the site-specific rezone request. There was a couple public comments from the same individual that expressed some concern about this rezone request, and then information on the notice that went out in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing. And then finally, I did receive a staff PowerPoint presentation, which we will review shortly, but I have included that in the record as well. So ultimately, I think that leaves us at 9 exhibits so far in the record, and I'll go ahead and admit those 9 exhibits. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, please let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. Ultimately, if there were an appeal of any determination ultimately made on this rezone request, part of the record on that appeal would be today's audio recording, as well as my recommendation and the admitted exhibits. Finally, the order that we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first we'll hear from county staff, who give an overview of the proposal and discuss the review process that occurred here at the county. Then we'll turn to our applicant representative to see if they have any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of. Then members of the public will have an opportunity to testify. So at that time, we'll go ahead and see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying. And then if appropriate at the end, I'll turn it back to the applicant representative and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So folks will remain muted until called upon to speak. That would be the case even if we were all in person and not using remote meeting technology. Not that I could mute you in person, but wouldn't that be great, right? All kinds of applications for the real world. But no, ultimately the idea is only one person speaks at a time, and other than potentially me being rude and interrupting the speaker, the idea being that folks are able to communicate without interruption and ensure that we don't have any crosstalk or other issues related to use of the tech. So that's the basic process. I thank everyone for being here. And with that, we'll go ahead and get Melissa Shoemake sworn in. So Ms. Shoemake, do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Great. And could you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording and explain your role here at the county?
Melissa Shoemake. It's M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Shoemake is S-H-U-M-A-K-E. I'm a senior planner in Kitsap County's Planning and Environmental Programs Division.
Great. Thank you for being here.
Ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. Please go right ahead.
Great, thanks. Okay, so this is going to be a brief presentation that is functionally a overview of the staff report for the Port of Kingston rezone. This is permit number 21-04580. The owner and applicant is the Port of Kingston. Their application for this rezone was determined to be complete on September 16th, 2021. We sent a notice of application out on October 22nd, 2021. This project is exempt for SEPA under WAC 197-11-800-6C because the rezone is within the Kingston urban growth area and it does not require an amendment to the comprehensive plan because both zoning classifications, the current neighborhood commercial and the proposed urban village center are in the urban low intensity commercial land use designation in our comprehensive plan. And that comprehensive plan was adopted in 2016 and had environmental review and analysis through an EIS. As stated, the subject application is to rezone two parcels from neighborhood commercial to urban village center. Those parcels are here and all the way over to here. This parcel does have the ferry terminal and there's associated parking here as well as some other parking here. It's located in the Kingston unincorporated urban growth area. The total between the two parcels is approximately 8.84 acres. This is in the shoreline designation of high intensity. Currently, the land use map designation for both, as stated, is that urban low intensity commercial. The current zoning map classification of neighborhood commercial does require a 10 to 30 minimum and maximum dwelling unit per acre. And the urban low intensity commercial has, or urban village commercial has a minimum of 10 and no maximum of dwelling units per acre. This is a same map with the aerial view overlaid. As you can see, it's largely already developed aside from this area here, which is actually fairly steep and is kind of grassy and wooded kind of riparian-ish area right there next to this cove. So the criteria for rezones that's found in Kitsap County Code 2104230 requires that the rezone be consistent with the purpose and intent of the comprehensive plan, any respective community or sub-area plan, or other applicable regulations. The proposed rezone should not adversely affect the surrounding community. The rezone is supposed to bear a substantial relationship to the public health, safety, and welfare of the community. And the proposed rezone is supposed to be a response to a substantial change in conditions for the area within the subject property. It better implements applicable comprehensive plan policies than the current map designation, or it corrects an obvious mapping error. So I'll go through each one of these individually. So for the consistency with the purpose and intent of the comprehensive plan, respective community or sub-area plan, and other applicable regulations, I have comp plan and the Kingston sub-area plan goals and policies, a short version of them on the next slide. There's a longer list in the staff report. It is also consistent with the purpose of the urban village center zone. There's a large number of purposes for that zone, but they do include a stated purpose for direct, convenient pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular access. And the subject parcels are located directly where the ferry terminals are, and those ferries accommodate foot, bicycle, and vehicle traffic. And it also allows for compact growth pattern consistent with the surrounding area. I'll get more into that in an additional slide as well. So just some, again, like I mentioned, there are additional land use goals and policies that are in the staff report, but these ones are the probably most key. The proposal would help to focus current and future planning on infill and redevelopment of existing urban growth areas. As I mentioned, this is in the Kingston urban growth area, and it is redevelopment, as those are existing developed parcels. Parking lots are development. It helps to support innovative, high quality infill development and redevelopment in existing developed areas within the urban growth area. We're supposed to work with park districts to understand land use and zoning designation needs and encourage new opportunities for preservation of existing public waterfront access. So again, this is an applicant from the port, so we're certainly working with them there. And as the port is also a public entity, public waterfront access should not be an issue with any future project as well. We're supposed to promote revitalization within existing developed industrial and commercial areas. Obviously, this is a commercial area with that urban low industrial or urban low intensity commercial land use designation. And then Kingston has a policy in their sub-area plan to foster partnerships with the North Kitsap Tourism Coalition, Visit Kitsap, the Port of Kingston, the Kingston Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Kingston Economic Development Committee, and organizations to promote tourism and business development. And so this project, as stated in their application materials, would help do that. The rezone should not adversely affect the surrounding community. As shown on one of the previous maps, these two subject parcels are the only parcels in the surrounding area. They're in the urban low intensity commercial comp plan designation that aren't zoned urban village center. So this rezone will actually make the subject parcels more consistent with the rest of Kingston's downtown area. This rezone is supposed to bear a substantial relationship to the public health, safety, or welfare of the community. The rezone, as proposed by the port, is to facilitate future development, but is not yet determined. The port's mission is to enhance the economic and social well-being of the port district residents by support of the economy and by providing a waterfront facility for recreation and leisure activities. So consistent with that mission, future development of the subject parcels should benefit the public health, safety, and welfare by providing additional economic development opportunities, which should help increase the attractiveness of Kingston as a destination. This also helps by creating jobs, increasing the tax base, and potentially having additional new development. Where you get some new development, you often get follow-on development as well. And finally, the proposed rezone is supposed to respond to a substantial change in conditions, better implement comprehensive plan policies, or correct an obvious mapping error. This one is a better implementation of the comprehensive plan policies. As the Port of Kingston's primary role is economic development, the neighborhood commercial zone restricts commercial development by having some requirements about housing that potential few port development projects could be prohibited based on the restrictions in the neighborhood commercial zone. We did receive a couple of comments from one person who summed up they're not really in favor of any additional development. They feel like the environment of Kingston and of the Cove should be the top priority. We do recognize that. However, Kingston is a designated urban growth area, and we do require the development of an appropriate scale take place in urban growth areas. Environmental concerns are dealt with at the project application stage through both SEPA as well as shoreline permit requirements. So we do find that the proposal is consistent with the goals and policies of the comprehensive plan and the standards for the urban village center zone, and it meets the criteria for rezones. We recommend approval subject to the condition that approval of the rezone does not vest the property to current development regulations. Any future land use applications will vest to applicable development regulations at such time as the county issues a notice of complete application for that application. So that is what I have for my presentation. I am open to any questions. We're happy to turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Great, thank you. Just a couple quick ones for you. So I think it was three or four slides back, but essentially the major difference between the current zoning and what is being requested, is it more to do with the sort of density? There's no maximum density required, or no maximum density, not requirement, but no maximum allowed density. Theoretically, this would allow for larger scale residential or mixed use projects versus what is currently allowed. Is that the one major difference between the two zones?
That's part of it. I would say also that the purpose statements for each zone are a fair bit different. The Urban Village Center is really meant to function mostly as a downtown area, whereas the neighborhood commercial, it's really meant to act more as a mixed use neighborhood than as a dedicated commercial kind of space.
Okay, so if this were to ultimately be approved by the commissioners, essentially, you know, when you get into Kingston, either on, you know, on the ferry, you would be within that downtown that you just described.
Yeah.
And if you walk down that little strip there, you would, that's all in the same zoning designation then.
Correct.
Whereas currently now you show up on the ferry and you're in the neighborhood commercial zone, you know, and then you, if you walk or bike or drive, I suppose, then you enter the downtown. So this would theoretically kind of connect all one major downtown corridor. Is that the basic concept? Okay. Yeah. Great, thank you. And then simple, but the only other question is, you know, has the comprehensive plan or zoning code been changed or amended in any way which would have a major impact on this proposal since this application was deemed complete?
No changes to the comp plan in this time.
Yeah. And then finally, I think you've noted it already, but just to stress in terms of, you know, this is not approval of any particular project, and any future project would have its own round of review, potentially involving a similar public hearing to this. This is simply just changing the zoning from the one designation to the other, and it doesn't require any amendment of the comprehensive plan, meaning that the comprehensive plan designation for this property already allows for this zoning that is being proposed to be changed. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all correct. Any future proposal would be subject, depending on the level of review in the use table, would be subject to any of those requirements under the level of review. But because there would be a required shoreline permit and SEPA, there are obviously public comment periods associated with those as well.
Great. Thank you. Well, I think then that answers the specific questions I had for you, Ms. Shumake. Do you have anything further, or are there any other members of county staff you were intending on calling upon before we hear from the Port of Kingston?
Just me.
Just you. All right. Well, thank you very much. So at this point, we do have someone identified as Port of Kingston. I'm not sure if this is Greg Englin or someone else, but we will find out.
Good morning. This is Greg Englin. Hey, good morning.
Excellent. Okay. I am going to get you sworn in, Greg, unless are you an attorney by trade? I didn't happen to see that anywhere.
No, I'm not. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording and explain your role at the port?
Yes, my name is Greg Englund. G-R-E-G is the first name. E-N-G-L-I-N is my last name.
And your role there?
I'm the executive director of the Port of Kingston.
Great. Thank you. So essentially, this is your opportunity to present any additional information you feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of me making a recommendation on this particular proposal.
Well, we believe this zoning change allows for these parcels to be consistent with the adjacent parcels, which are already zoned urban village center. And in turn, this will allow for appropriate growth and development in the UGA in Kingston. And economic development is by statute the mission of ports. It has the full support of the Port Commission. Lastly, I just want to thank the DCP staff for all their help and support in this process. They've been incredibly collaborative.
Great, thank you. And to be clear, the port is well aware that were this ultimately to be approved by the County Board of Commissioners, that any development or change in use or anything to that effect would require additional review and permits. This is just sort of setting the groundwork for potential other types of projects in the future. That all makes sense to you and the rest of your team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay. And I think the only recommended condition of approval from county staff essentially was a legal conclusion on some level that essentially says, hey, if this were to be approved, it doesn't mean you lock in forevermore into the zoning designation that currently exists and all the various zoning requirements. You would still need to have a complete application for a specific project, and that project would then be vested to the zoning regulations at that time.
Understood. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Nitty gritty legal determination, but you understand, it sounds like. So no issue, obviously, on the applicant's end related to that. Is that correct?
No, none whatsoever.
Excellent. Well, I don't actually have any further questions for the applicant, but thank you for being here. Anything further you wanted to share, or do you have any other members of your team you were hoping to call on to provide additional information today?
No, I believe that should be it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Englund. If you can stick around, we are going to see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying. And after that, we may come back to you, Mr. Englund.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have several members, several people identified. The first name that I see is someone identified as Anthony Hitchman. And in fact, if you are interested in testifying, the raise hand feature is enabled. So if you hit the raise hand feature just to ensure, hey, there we go. And you will need to unmute yourself as well, Mr. Hitchman. Okay, and talking should be permitted. So Mr. Hitchman, I believe any issue currently existing is on your end. We will be here. So if ultimately using your computer to call in is not working, there is a dial-in number you can use. Oh, hello. Thought we had you there for a sec. Okay, I do see a couple other people that have joined as attendees. If either Mark Horton or Ron Karsmer are interested in testifying, go ahead and use the raise hand function. Okay, it looks like Mr. Karsmer is interested in testifying.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you clearly spell your name for the audio recording?
It's Ron Karzmar, R-O-N-K-A-R-Z-M-A-R.
Thank you for being here. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm one of the neighbors. You're getting a few comments, and unfortunately, we couldn't hear Tony. But I live within a couple blocks of the UVC, and I've lived here for quite some time, and I remember what Kingston used to be a couple decades ago, and we sorely need some good economic infusion to bring Kingston back to where it was, and changing those two properties on Washington Boulevard will greatly help, and it should be part of the UBC.
Okay, so it sounds like you are fully supportive of the requested rezone. Is that right, Mr. Karzmar?
It is, and I look forward to the step two where the public gets another chance to look at the specifics of the projects and that. And I'm sure we'll kind of band together and have a good voice because it's so dear to us. So thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you for your testimony today. For Mr. Hitchman, if you look at the chat feature here set up on the computer, our clerk, Amanda Walston, has tried to show you how you can use your phone to call in to testify. And while we're waiting to see if we can make things work with Mr. Hitchman, I do note that Kitsap County, I think wisely, in light of using remote access technology for these meetings, has put in place a policy whereby the record is left open for an additional week after the Zoom hearing happens to ensure that if anyone has had technological difficulties or is unable to participate in the hearing for any reason, they can submit written comments in lieu of live testimony, as it were. So that will be an option. We'll see if anyone tries to call in or if Mr. Hitchman's able to solve the issue related to the audio. But if ultimately Anthony Hitchman decides he'd like to submit written comments in lieu of live testimony, Ms. Shoemake, what is the should such comments be sent to you as the planner involved, to Ms. Walston? What's the best method for folks to submit written comments if they're having trouble today?
I think probably best if they go to Amanda, since she's the person who is in direct contact with you, so that it makes sure it gets to you as well.
Amanda is the glue that holds the entirety of Kitsap County together. So, Ms. Walston, could you maybe both in the chat feature and also out loud tell folks how they can provide comments in case they're unable to?
Sure. I can. My email address, my direct email, is A Walston, and it's awalston@co.kitsap.wa.us. And my email is also prominently featured in the agenda and all over the website that you use to get to this hearing. And actually, I think anybody who's an interested party on this case or for this permit actually probably already also received information from me. You can also call into our main line and mention anything about hearing examiner and they'll send you to me anyway. So you kind of can't avoid me if you mention anything about hearings, so.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh. Hopefully, okay. So no luck yet having Mr. Hitchman either call in or attempt another way to contact us, but we have now provided information on how he can submit written comments in lieu of live testimony today. The only other name I see is a Mark Horton. Mark Horton, if you're interested in testifying, please use the raise hand feature.
I believe Mr. Horton is a member of the Port of Kingston's team.
Of what?
Port of Kingston's team.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So I will then quickly go back to our applicant representative, Greg Englund. Mr. Englund, in light of what you heard, I doubt you have any response or need to provide a response. Clearly, Mr. Karsmer expressed support for the proposal, but procedurally, next we would go back to you to see if you have any thoughts.
No, but thank you to actually all the participants, and I actually appreciate the comments process to open it up to Mr. Hitchman. So we do receive his feedback, and if he does, he's always welcome to call me too or come in and visit. So we make sure that we incorporate their feedback in the community to everything we do.
Great. Is there an easy way for someone to get a hold of you that you can share publicly there, Mr. Englund?
I can. My email is Greg E, G-R-E-G-E at portofkingston.org. And I'll also put my cell phone on here so they can call me direct if they want, but they can call into the main line, which is 360-297-3545. That's the main line for the Port of Kingston, and ask for me. And my cell phone is 360-265-5492. And do you want me to type that into the text to everyone? I can do that as well, just so they have it.
Sure, that would be fine. Great, thank you then. And finally, I'll go back to Melissa Shoemake to see if the county has any final thoughts on the request.
Nothing further, no.
Okay. Well, ultimately then I will take this under consideration. And again, the record remains open for one additional week, but then I will issue my recommendation within 10 business days of the record closing a week from today on this proposal. And ultimately then it will be up to the County Board of Commissioners to make a final decision on this project. So that's the process we're going to follow. So with that, I think we can go ahead. It looks like, yep, Mr. Englund has provided his information. So Mr. Hitchman, if you can hear us and you were really hoping to provide comments, I think we've provided lots of ways you can get in touch, provide comments, and reach out directly to our applicant, Port of Kingston. So with that, I think we can go ahead and end today's meeting. I thank everyone for being here and taking time to participate in this process. And I wish everyone safety and good health as we continue to slog through the crazy world in which we live. So I think that's it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good day.